Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has supported our nation's heroes and their families ever since. Heroes like Marine Corps Sergeant Adam Mayo. He served our nation for over 7 years before he was severely injured during training. He was left paralyzed from the chest down, severely limiting his ability to move around his home independently. Tunnel to Towers paid Sergeant Mayo's mortgage, removing a financial burden for him and his family. The foundation gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his specific needs. Tunnel to Towers helps severely injured service members and first responders, as well as Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders. It has already come to the aid of so many heroes and their families by providing mortgage-free homes. The foundation is also committed to eradicating veteran homelessness. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. 95 cents of every dollar goes directly to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T2T.org.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
You're listening to the Buck Sexton Show podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Team Buck, welcome to the Freedom Hut Tuesday, August 16th edition of the program. We have decision day, Cheney about to get the boot, Liz Cheney, that is, plus a Alaska primary underway. Lots of interesting stuff going on there. And we have Joe Biden has COVID because the vaccine mandate regime of the libs is beyond parody. Also, federal prosecutors are not unsealing the affidavit in the Trump Mar-a-Lago raid because, you know, you're supposed to trust them. Meanwhile, they're also pressing charges against Rudy Giuliani, it seems, in the near future. They're investigating him right now. See what I did there? That's a little walk back. Because of the electors scheme that they say he did that was illegal. Turns out criminalizing politics is what Democrats do. We will make sense of all of this in a moment, my friends. But, you know, there's been this news recently breaking of the huge Twitter data breach. 5.4 million accounts, emails, all kinds of stuff up for sale. Some people have their phone numbers, home addresses. You don't want this, friends, because guess what? It goes for sale up on the dark web, and then they can take out loans using your information. You get stuck with having to unravel all that madness, or you could get LifeLock. It's important to understand how cybercrime and identity theft are affecting our lives. LifeLock is a critical step in defending yourself from cybercrime and identity theft. LifeLock detects and alerts you to potential threats you may not spot on your own when it comes to your identity, like crimes committed by thieves pretending to be you. And if you do become a victim of identity theft, A dedicated restoration specialist will work to fix it. Now, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but it is easy to help protect yourself with LifeLock. Identity theft protection starts here. Join now and save up to 25% off your first year with promo code BUCK. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or head to LifeLock.com and use promo code BUCK. That's promo code B-U-C-K for 25% off. Go to LifeLock.com, promo code BUCK. Let's start with the election situation in, well, Wyoming, first and foremost. Liz Cheney faces the voters today, and oh, it is just going to be so sad for her because, well, we all know what's going on here. She's about to get the boot. She's going to lose by more than double digits. And this is a good thing for the people of Wyoming, because here's what's happened with so many anti-Trumpers. They start out with this self-righteous surge of, oh, Trump is awful and he says mean things. And a lot of us who are Trump supporters say, yeah, look, he says things sometimes I don't like, and he does things sometimes I don't necessarily agree with. But overall, he's fighting for us, you know? He may be a son of a gun, but he's our son of a gun. That's the way the Republicans and the Trump supporters out there feel about the guy. And Liz Cheney decides, no, I'm going to be the co-chair of the J6 charade. I'm going to go all out to destroy Donald Trump. And then all she does is the bidding of Pelosi. She doesn't criticize the Democrats for the sham proceedings. She doesn't take shots at Democrats for their coup of the Russia-Trump collusion lie. She doesn't talk about any of that. She just becomes a tool used by the left, a club to bludgeon conservatives, all with the, quote, Republican moniker next to her name, with the Republican R placed alongside her on TV, which is absurd. It's absolutely ridiculous. So Cheney's about to get absolutely bounced. And you're going to see her. It's annoying. She's a sanctimonious brat. She has the job she does because of who her daddy is. That's right. We all know it. And look, let's be honest. Being a member of Congress from Wyoming is a little bit like being the, you know, head of the school board in Secaucus, New Jersey. Like, it's not that impressive as a function of politics and how many votes you need. But regardless, she's going to lose, and that's great. That's what should happen, because she wasn't a coach trying to make the team, trying to make the GOP better. She became completely and utterly deluded with her sanctimony and then just allowed herself to become a tool for the libs, a tool for the libs to attack everything that she ever pretended to care about and support. You know, where's Liz Cheney on transgender agenda mutilation of 12-year-olds? Which the left is pushing. Where's Liz Cheney on the wide open border that we have? Where's Liz Cheney on Pelosi making remarkable stock trades, or her husband, rather, making remarkable stock trades? No, none of that. The only thing she ever has nasty words for is Donald Trump and the sanctity of our democracy. It's grotesque. But she'll be on boards now of companies. The left will give her a little bit of that sweet sauce that they dole out to those who do their bidding. So she'll be okay. Plus, she comes from a rich family. She'll be fine. And there you have it. She deserves to get the boot. She deserves to no longer have that job. You've also got Murkowski squaring off against Chewbacca. It's the most fun name to say in American politics today. It's like, hey, who are you voting for? Chewbacca. Yes. And I know we're all making the same joke in our heads, whatever. But see, as someone whose name is Buck Sexton, I don't make fun of names because I can't. I think I've had probably 1,000 movies. Oh, sounds like a porn star. Or, oh, it sounds like a cowboy. It's like, all right. I mean, the cowboy one I like, but the porn star one is a little, come on. People, and the funny thing is, everyone who says it thinks of the first. Has anyone ever told you? I got news for if you ever have to say to somebody, has everyone ever told you? The answer is yes, you idiot. You're not the first. If you have to ask that question, you are not the first. So I thought of something funny and clever. No, you didn't. If you did, you'd just say it. You wouldn't say, I think I'm the clever one who thought of this first. Ridiculous. So, yeah, there you go. There you go. Liz Cheney out. Oh, Sarah Palin running for a special congressional seat. She may be in Congress again. Sarah Palin making a bit of a comeback. I hope Murkowski gets the boot. Chewbacca has got a tough climb there. Backed by Trump, we shall see. More on all this, my friends, in just a moment. Due to your love for MyPillow products and support, the original My Slippers are almost completely sold out. And because of this, Mike Lindell is launching brand new all-season slippers, slides, and sandals for as low as $29.98. This is only for a limited time. The slippers are made with a four-layer design to ensure comfort. They also have breathable fabrics you can wear all year round. The slides and sandals are extremely comfortable and durable due to the patented impact gel. Mike guarantees these will be the most comfortable footwear you will ever own. This incredible offer won't be around for long, so stock up now. Slippers, slides, and sandals for as low as $29.98 with promo code BUCK. Log on to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, and use promo code BUCK, that's B-U-C-K, to receive this amazing limited-time offer. They also come with a one-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's MyPillow.com, promo code BUCK, promo code B-U-C-K. Dr. Biden. And if you wonder if you should call her doctor, read her PhD thesis on education from the University of Delaware. Oh, yeah, she's a real smart lady. Dr. Jill Biden, not so much. Jill Biden, the first lady, she has COVID. The truth is, we all know she's going to be fine. She has a mild sniffle. Isn't it amazing now? This is what they've reduced us to. We have to report on the fact that a famous person or a politician or whatever has what we all now know is, for anybody who has, you know, in reasonable health, a cold. That's what it turns into for 99.8% of people who get it, a cold. So we have to pretend like what? We're all going to still get the shots? You know, they just had the Moderna CEO talking about how it is so sad we have to throw out the 30 million of the shots. Oh, no. Yeah, they got to throw out all these shots because nobody wants them. Because people have seen enough. What's the point exactly? You get a shot that maybe protects you for 2 months from a disease that you have a better than 99% chance of being fine from anyway. I mean, how long are you going to do this for? How many rounds of the shots are you going to get? If you listen to them, it's going to be 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I mean, shots forever. It's what we said all along. They were wrong about everything, folks. Fauci and the libs, they're hysterics. They have no guts. They have no balls. They will not speak the truth to people, even when they know it. So that's why they were wrong about everything. Because it was hard to say to people, hey, take the mask off. It's stupid. Doesn't do anything. It was hard to say to people at one point because of the masses, the mob, hey, I don't think these shots are going to work as well as they say. And why are they indemnifying the shot makers? And why are they mandating it and telling us that, oh, but you also have to get another one, but it's really great protection, but you're going to need more after the next one too? Didn't add up. Why did so many people get and die from COVID last winter who were all vaccinated? So many of the people who ended up dying were vaccinated. They never even talk about that anymore. You notice that? You know, if you're 90 and have three comorbidities, this shot doesn't do really anything, it seems, for you. Not after a month or two. So, okay, I mean, you know, they can tell us it's a great therapeutic for a month or two, but, man, it is a total collapse of the vaccine mandate regime we are seeing. It has been awful, awful to see this. And they will not admit it, especially before the election. If I'm going to tell you this right now, if Joe Biden had done a great job on the economy, which is the opposite of reality, if he'd done a great job with the border, a great job, Democrats in general have done a great job on crime, all these issues. Even if they were doing a good job on all that, on COVID alone, I would say that they deserve to be destroyed at the polls. On COVID alone, they deserve to be fired from their jobs and repudiated for all time because they were awful. They were wrong. They knew they were wrong. They didn't care. They pushed the politics. They whipped up the mob into a frenzy. And they were masking and double masking and N95 masking and one shot, two shot, three shot, four, firing people from their jobs, shutting down restaurants, closing playgrounds, shutting down schools. They did all of that All of it was wrong. All of it. Every last bit of it.
Oh, but there's the Fauci effect, where people are so enamored with what a great guy Fauci is, with his little hipster suits, with his skinny ties and his fancy lace-up shoes that are very on trend right now. Because he's not a fame whore, no. No, he's just a scientist.
Honestly, anybody who believes that, anyone who believes that Fauci is anything other than awful at this point, I question their intelligence. I really do. I don't know what else to say. Fauci's the absolute worst. And then there's the latest on the Trump Mar-a-Lago situation. Look, we're going to be talking about this a lot. I'm just going to say this right now. They're never going to release this affidavit unless they criminally charge him. So what's likely to happen here is if they don't charge him, they're going to never release the affidavit that really tells you why they were looking for this stuff, why the raid had to happen. You're never going to see the documents that were the basis of the raid. They will never release them publicly. So this all boils down to, yes, we've lied to you before about Trump in the most egregious and blatant ways. Yes, we think he's a unique threat to not just democracy, but to global civilization and could bring about nuclear war at any minute. I mean, the libs, there's no limit to their hysteria over Donald Trump. And they tell us that. And they have lied and lied and lied again about him. They've exaggerated. They've outright fabricated anything to stop him, to defeat him. The establishment, the elites, the apparatus justified in their own minds. And now they're telling you straight up, this Biden regime, this DOJ, they're saying, trust us. It's really super serious this time. I just want to know, who believes them? Who sits around and says to themselves, you know what? I'm convinced now. They're being honest with us. They don't have an axe to grind with Trump. They're just defending our democracy. I don't think so. More on all this tomorrow, team. Thanks for rolling with. Shields high.
Since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to improving the lives of America's veterans, first responders, and their families. For over 20 years, the foundation has helped America keep its solemn promise to never forget. Tunnel to Towers provides mortgage-free homes to Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders with young children, and builds specially adapted smart homes for catastrophically injured veterans, as well as work to eradicate veteran homelessness. David Marshall served in the Army during World War II and fought in the Battle of the Bulge. He's never forgotten the sacrifices of his comrades in arms, nor the efforts of first responders on 9/11 and in the days and months that followed. He is a loyal and proud foundation donor. Tunnel to Towers is committed to supporting veterans, first responders, and their families, and so many of them need your help. Join the foundation on its mission to do good and never forget. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in education into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.